from Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Susan Yawkey reporting. The Chinese military says tons of cyanide are at the blast site. China has confirmed that sodium cyanide, a toxic chemical, was stored in the warehouses devastated by massive explosions in the port city of Tianjin. Xi Lu, the chief of staff of the People's Liberation Army's Beijing military region, said today that more than 100 tons of the deadly chemical was stored in two locations within the blast site. Chinese officials also said today the death toll from the blast has risen to 112. At least 21 firefighters are among the dead, state media reported. Nearly 100 people are missing, including 85 firefighters. An Indonesian passenger plane lost contact with air traffic control today in the country's easternmost province of Papua, and it is missing. The Trigana Air turboprop lost contact about 30 minutes after takeoff from Sentani Airport in Papua's capital on a flight to the Papua city of Oksibil. Aviation officials say 54 people were on board the plane. Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi agreed today with an investigative commission's recommendation to court-martial Iraqi commanders who withdrew from Ramadi earlier this year as the city fell to Islamic State militants. Taking the capital of Iraq's western Anbar province was a big victory for Islamic State fighters, giving them control of a major city 125 kilometers from Baghdad, and prompting renewed questions about the ability of Iraq's security forces. The loss prompted the U.S. Defense Secretary to say he questioned the will of Iraqi troops. From Washington, the nation's capital, this is VOA News.